welcome to Kicking a Java Style with Cassie.
Saddle up your horses.
Hey, to my podcast world out there. No, I have not forgotten to record. I have just been super extremely busy and a lot of crazy things going on in this world, as you well know, in July now of 2020. I cannot believe that we are halfway through this year. And, you know, a lot of us are saying this is not the year we expected. Some people maybe knew that this was coming. Who knows? But God is not letting go of us. So I'm holding on to that. So can you all hear the semi-trucks in the background? I live in a very small community, and right behind my home is a business that does like welding. They build shops and they now have a trucking business. And so early in the morning, about 6:30, they start their trucks up and those diesel engines are sitting there running. So it's kind of neat. And then sometimes if you haven't had enough coffee or not awake, it can be a little loud and annoying. But you know what? I'm thankful for a small community with a prospering business in it. So I cannot gripe, because right now in this economy and the way that things have been with the pandemic, I absolutely want everybody to be working that can work. So we just go with it, and hopefully you'll be able to hear the podcast over it. Between that and my chickens that will come up here, I'm pretty sure, and disrupt us, and my dog who likes to bark at anything that walks by, a bunny, a, you know, piece of paper that flies by, whatever. And here we go. We're getting ready to take off over here with this truck. So it's getting a little loud, but I'm just going to go with this because this is my life and this is why I do the podcast, so you could be a part of that. Oh, let's see. So you guys have walked through this with me if you've been listening to the podcast for the entire time, that I had to file bankruptcy in 2018 because of the divorce and separation that took place in 2017. And in that, there goes my dog chasing somebody's driving down the road. In that, I was able to keep my Jeep Compass. They never came and got it. And we called multiple times. I called even, you know, several months before even filing. The attorney called, I called after, and so this was, you know, 3 years of keeping a Jeep past the time they should have actually picked it up. And recently, my daughter, I think it's been maybe a month, not quite, 3 weeks ago maybe, purchased a new vehicle and sold me her 2007 Ford Edge that had 170,000 miles on it. And my Jeep Compass was right at almost turning over 200,000 miles. And it had had some issues just because, you know, of all the miles it's been put on it. And it's actually a 2011, so it's newer. But it was just time to have like a backup plan and have two vehicles. With the business I own, I put at least 100 miles on a day. And she, you know, thought maybe I should just purchase that one. So we, you know, went through the deal. I purchased it, and then we was, you know, going through all that, and she suggested I call and check on this vehicle, the Jeep, one more time. So I called, and they were kind of gave me the runaround about it, and so that lasted about a week, going back and forth about whether they thought they should come and get it, not come and get it. The lady said, nah, with COVID, we're not going to come and get it. And then come to find out, somebody had been trying to come and get it for a little bit and had not caught me at home. And they never contacted me. Even though they had had 3 years, they just, for some reason, suddenly decided to come pick it up. And so when I finally got a hold of the company that they'd hired to do that, I said, I wish you would have, you know, called me, because we've been trying to get this vehicle back to y'all for 3 years. And so he was a very nice guy and said, oh, we just noticed you weren't at home. A lot of people won't willingly give them up. And I said, well, I completely understand that, but I know God, you know, protected me because all my cleaning supplies were in it, and I would have been devastated to replace all of that. Long story short, I don't believe it was coincidence that I bought that vehicle from my daughter at the time that I bought it, because I have now turned over the Jeep. They have picked it up. And when I say I now turn it over, I've been trying to, as I said, but the Jeep went down the road. And with that was 6 years of memories of road trips, my marriage from my ex-husband, and ministry opportunities that, you know, we had in that vehicle, driving miles and miles back and forth to see my children, back and forth to Mama Joe at the ranch, and just a lot of memories. And I literally had a funeral for that vehicle. I grieved, but it feels so much better today to just be, you know, in a new place in my life. You know, last year, before the year ended, the Lord gave me the word for 2020 was perfected vision. And then he also said that I was to be utterly dependent upon him. And I understand the utterly dependent upon him, especially during these times that we've had, but I was not really sure about that perfected vision anymore because I didn't know what it meant in what we're going through. But I'm beginning to see it means a whole lot of things. You know, seeing the things that are going on makes you realize what really matters in life and what you need to hold on to and what you need to let go of. And seeing the darkness that's increasing, but watching and seeing the light, you know, having your perfected vision, meaning you can see what God is doing. You can see the truth coming out. You can see things being revealed to us, that's the deceit that's going on in the world, and then God's truth being revealed stronger and stronger. And there's so much he's doing in our lives. You know, I have this place so amazing right now. It's just such a little sanctuary to be in my backyard. My house is a disaster as far as like cleaning wise. I've been so busy, but you know, I'm working on that this weekend. And you know, I've been here for a year, I've gotten settled in, but now there's new opportunities and there's a possibility that I'm going to be able to buy a home. And that took a lot of faith for me to step up and even be willing to look into it. So I've put an application in to purchase a home, and we'll see what God does with that. But it was being utterly dependent upon God to even fill the application out. I have not ever purchased a home as a single person. I've not ever wanted to purchase a home as a single person. I was not wanting to put the roots down. You know, I'm kind of one of those people that when it gets a little uncomfortable sometimes, I'm like, I don't know if I want to be here. And so I've had to learn to stay and stand and be strong and stay put. So we'll see what God does with this. I really don't want to move. You know, my children and my grandchildren are here. And so I don't want to move away. I'm just not so sure about packing up and moving all of my stuff again. I'm not sure about having to mow my own yard or have things fixed at my home and not have a landlord. That's a lot. But like he said, I'm to be utterly dependent upon him. And I can now see that that's part of the perfected vision, is I need to be dependent upon him. And through these circumstances, no, what better way than to literally have to be dependent upon him and not a landlord. Anyways, those are a lot of thoughts going on. I know you all have seen all the protests, the rioting, the BLM movement, the cops, you know, that have done things that they shouldn't do, the cops that have been killed. There's so much going on. But I think that if we can focus on the good things that are happening around us and start talking about those, maybe we can get some peace back in our lives, and maybe we can start loving on each other again like we're supposed to. I want to highly recommend that you start reading in 1 Timothy. I started today. I read the whole book of 1 Timothy. I mean, it's not long, but there is so much in there. And it seems like it just really goes with what we're going on, you know, going through in this world today. So get your Bibles open, use your Bible app, whatever you need to do, and start reading 1 Timothy. I read it in the Passion Translation. You know, I kind of recommend, you know, if just for easy reading, do the Message or NLT. The Passion Translation. But if you're studying, always go back to your New King James or your King James, your Amplified Bibles, because there are some Bibles that are leaving some things out and twisting things. So just be real careful when you do that. Always try to go back when you want to know what something means to, well, really, if you really want to know what it means, go back and look up your Greek and Hebrew, which you can do that on Google. There's ways to put a scripture in and say, you know, can I see what the Greek and Hebrew original text said. That's just some recommendations I have. It's going to be an amazing 4th of July weekend. I'm praying for each of you to stay safe. There are threats out there. I think there's threats every year, but this time we have home terrorist threats from Antifa. If social media posts are right, who knows what's true and not true out there anymore. we do know the word of God is truth, and that's what we're going to stand on. So pray Psalms 91. Keep yourself safe. Listen to the Holy Spirit when he guides you where to be and who to be around. Celebrate the freedom that we have in the United States. There are people and there's an enemy trying to take that from us. And we have to celebrate and we have to stand on God's word. And we have to stand up for our rights and the Constitution that we have here. God bless y'all. Remember, God is for us. Who can be against us? Take care, y'all.
Saddle up your horses.
Your heart.